Welcome to the Original Vegan Business Talk with myself, Shane Jeremy James, where I discuss life-changing business advice with vegan companies who are making a true difference in the world. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the next episode. And today we have an amazing guest with us, Maria. And I am going to let her pronounce her last name because, to be honest, there's kind of like the right way to say it is like actually super hard even when you read it because it doesn't even look like at all how you read it. So I said to her, you know what? I'm just going to let you pronounce your last name properly so I don't butcher the whole thing.
Okay, great. My surname is Cebrian. From American will be more, it will sound like Cebrian, something like that.
Right.
But the way we pronounce this name in Spanish is Cebrian.
There we go. See, I would have done the American way and then it would have been the proper way. So it's just kind of
like, it's okay. I love the way it sounds, you know, in English. So, you know, that's totally fine.
Awesome. So welcome. And I'll tell you guys a little bit about her. With 13 years of experience as an entrepreneur in the digital and wellness industry, her purpose is to build companies that empower people to take care of their health while taking care of animals and the planet. In 2017, her company, Omnon, is that what it's called? Omnon TV?
Om TV,
yeah. The leading Spanish language online yoga and Pilates platform was successfully acquired by Gaia. Is that how I pronounce Gaia right? Or is it
Gaia?
Gaia, the world's conscious media leader. She then joined Gaia's team and led the company's international expansion across Spanish and German language markets. In September 2020, she co-founded TerraSeed, a nutritional brand that is leading a sustainable revolution in the supplement industry with vegan and ethical supplements that come in the world's first biodegradable pill bottle. Well, welcome.
Wow. Thank you so much. I love the summary of like who I am. Yeah, that's awesome to listen to you saying it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for having me today.
You're so welcome. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how did you get to where you are today? Why this product, and maybe a little bit about the history too of the acquirer of your company too.
Yeah, so why this product? I think it makes total sense and explains, you know, like a whole journey to get here. I've heard that the most difficult business you can ever build is a CPG business. You know, like building something like a physical product. And now I see why, right? Like it adds a lot of challenges to the process of building a company. So the reason I built TerraSeed is because, first of all, I feel ready to take this challenge because of my previous experience, and also because I had a personal need that I turned into a company. So I had been vegetarian for many years, and then I decided to go vegan, fully vegan. I'm a mountain runner, and, you know, I was always a little bit worried about nutritional needs. You know, am I getting all the nutrients I need as an athlete? So I started supplementing when I decided to go fully vegan, and the experience was terrible. You know, like I was using like all these supplements, packaging plastic, I didn't know where the ingredients were coming from, no transparency. I then learned that a lot of ingredients containing our supplements come from animals. And I was like, well, I'm a vegan. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So I came up with this idea and I thought, what if I build like the supplement brand that will be fully aligned with vegans' values
and
the vegan lifestyle? So I started building the company with my co-founder, Hava. And, you know, like we're just like going through a lot of challenges and getting a lot of no after no after no. You know, the packaging, everything was plastic, like the way 3PLs, you know, for the companies, like sort of packaging everything. They had machines that had been made for plastic pill bottles. It was terrible. Like it was so difficult.
Right.
At some points we were like, okay, we're not going to make this happen. We don't have the capacity of creating such a product that is, you know, totally respectful with the environment, with animals, with that level of transparency, how do we source the ingredients that we put in our pills? You know, like we wanted to have these ingredients being sustainably sourced, you know. So it was like a quest.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, like scouting the globe, looking for a solution that it was 100% ethical, cruelty-free, and 100% sustainable.
Not the easiest job. Not the easiest job to find.
Yeah, not the easiest job. It was very challenging. And I'm saying this because, you know, like I was ready for this challenge because this is my third company. I've been through the process of building and selling a company. It takes, as you know, like a lot of courage.
Yeah.
And a lot of love and passion and purpose, you know, like to be able to succeed, right? To build a company and to take it to a point that is successful. And that, you know, success looks like very, very different for different companies. For us, in my second company, which is a company I sold to Gaia, you know, like it was a beautiful journey. We became like the leading yoga meditation online platform in the world. And then, you know, like joining Gaia was like amazing, you know, the world's leader. And the whole process was beautiful. Also like very challenging and hard at times. I'm not going to lie. I think that comes with starting a business and being an entrepreneur. But now with TerraSeed, I feel fully ready and, you know, to take on this challenge. And we were born during COVID. So that was like pretty difficult and also interesting. You know, it was an interesting time. So I would say like this journey has been quite a challenge. But also, you know, like when you're facing like this type of challenges, you're also evolving, right? As a professional, as a human being. And I love being like outside my comfort zone. So I have to say I love learning and I love like having to solve big problems. So for me, it's been very, very exciting and very amazing, you know, to be TerraSeed so far.
That's cool. So why did you decide to sell your other company? Or is it just the right time, right? You know, how did that happen?
That happened actually. It wasn't, you know, there was a point that I had been in touch with Gaia and they made an offer on the company,
right?
But I wasn't ready to sell, you know, like I wanted to make the company grow and I was actually fundraising at that point. So I had my round almost finished when one of the investors said no to the deal. And the whole round sort of like, you know, the whole process was broken.
Right.
And I couldn't raise that money, that million that I was raising. And then my existing investors at that time, they were like, hey, maybe it's time to sell. You know, like we're in good shape. The company was doing good and it was a good time.
Right.
But I was like, you know, I didn't want to sell the company to any player. Yeah. Like I want to sell this company to another company that shares the same mission and cares and understands what I've built.
Right.
To give like the future that it deserves. So I resumed my conversation with Gaia, and after, you know, like several months, of course, of negotiations, and it was a whole process. Like they decided to acquire it, and that's how I ended up joining them and selling the company.
That's good. That's an amazing story. Thanks for sharing that, because there's always usually a story behind the story that we never hear. And somebody,
of course, said, I mean, you can tell this story like, yeah, I sold my company.
Yeah.
Of course, like it was challenging. It wasn't like, I think always like selling a company must feel like really difficult, right? That's your baby that you've raised, that you've put so much work on, and to give that to someone else, right? Even if you're like still involved and running the business, is always very, very challenging. And I don't think it's an easy process.
Right.
But for me, you know, it was a good experience. And also I've learned a lot working for Gaia, and that was a very interesting experience in my professional career. So, you know, like there was more involved. I also moved to the US, and you know, like that acquisition came with a lot of things, not just money or more like the money side of things. It was way more than that.
Yeah. I think too many people don't understand that just even in business alone, like there's so many things that happen in the back scenes of a good business person, right? And might be, you know, you already have visions to build another brand and you're trying to leverage here or partner here, or, you know, there's just so many maneuvers that you're making that I think the average person doesn't really quite see. So after you left there, what's been the biggest challenge then with launching TerraSeed?
The biggest challenge for us has been, I suppose it's been COVID, because COVID disrupted like many industries, but the supplement industry especially. And what happened is with COVID, the demand for supplements went up like crazy, right? Like consumers were like worried about this illness, you know, like they wanted to take more vitamins, make sure they were as healthy as possible. So everyone was taking supplements, and there were a lot of rumors, you know, for a while. There was a lot of information about B3 is good for you, or like a multivitamin or omega-3s, or like, you know, there was a lot of, lack of like accurate information, but the belief was that I need to take supplements and vitamins in order to be healthy and be able to fight against COVID if I get it.
Right.
So the demand went up by 12%. Which is pretty high, you know, for a very established industry like the supplement industry. So what happened is like the whole supply chain was totally disrupted. There were a lot of shortages with some ingredients, and we were feeling that, or like we were impacted by this situation. And of course, we are a small company. We're starting, or orders are not like the biggest, or, you know, like we're not the biggest client for manufacturers. So it was hard to get the priority, and we ended up in a situation where we're getting a lot of delays, you know, like in receiving the orders. So that made us, you know, like that created a sense of like being conservative, or okay, let's just preserve like the inventory we have right now so we can continue providing orders to our existing customers. We have a subscription model.
Right.
So we have like a, you know, like a base of customers, subscribers who need to receive the pills on a monthly basis. So we decided to be very conservative. So we had enough inventory for these customers, and we couldn't grow at the pace that we would have liked for quite a long time, quite a few months.
Right.
So we started with amazing growth, and then we hit that issue, and then we had to just plateau for many months.
Right.
So now finally it seems that, you know, supply chain is back to getting back to normal, and hopefully we will start like growing again, and you know, everything seems to be pretty much on shape, you know, in good shape to start growing again.
It's amazing. It's been interesting how many businesses that I've talked to that have run into massive problems with supply chain, and now we're starting to look at their entire business model and look at different ways and have safety nets in case something happens again with inside that supply chain. I think most of them realized, geez, this only one way of doing it. We got to figure out other ways too in case something happens again, right? So, yeah, it's been
And also there were issues with transportation, you know, like that whole situation made companies realize like the more local or supply chain is, the less risk we are taking. So, you know, in our case, 80% of our suppliers are in the US, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
For folks or other companies who, you know, were exporting or importing like some of the ingredients or you know, like parts of their supply chain from abroad, it was like really challenging. For us, that wasn't like a big problem, but that made us think about, you know, try to keep everything as local as possible and US made for sure.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, even two of the companies that I know now are actually starting their own manufacturing plants now, so that doesn't happen
wow.
again. Which
wow,
is
so they have more control.
Yeah, a whole nother level, you know, so.
Yeah. That happened to us actually with our packaging, because our packaging is so unique. And it's the first time a brand is using, now there are a couple of brands more are doing it, but we're the first ones to use like the paper tubes. And you know, like we had a lot of issues to get a 3PL who will package our product,
right.
So we ended up like, you know, like getting a warehouse, and we do everything in-house now. It's a very crafty process, you know, like to package everything, so we do it ourselves now. And that sense of control is actually really good, you know, where we can just decide what is the product experience, right? Like from time to time we want to surprise our customers, so we can insert something, or we can be more agile or more creative in the way we provide that product experience. So for us, it's been very, very positive to own that part of the process and do our own packing and fulfillment.
Right, that makes sense. That's cool. So did you guys bootstrap? Did you raise money to start? How did you get started?
We bootstrapped for the first year and a half, and then we got accepted into Techstars, which was awesome. We were the first vegan company to be invested by Techstars.
Amazing.
And that was amazing. Yeah, that was an honor, really, to be part of that community. So they invested a little bit of money. So we just made it through, you know, with our own money plus this investment from Techstars. And then in January this year, I started raising like a seed round, and I'm almost done actually. I'm hoping to close by the end of August. And, you know, it's been challenging to find the right investors for TerraSeed at this stage.
Right.
I wanted very mission aligned investors, you know, like investors who will understand what I'm building, why I'm building it the way I'm doing it. And, you know, it's taking us a little bit more time to get there, but I have to say I have the most amazing investors right now. And I'm so, so proud of that, right? Because it took time and more effort, but now I know I have the right partners building this business with me. And also we decided to do an equity crowdfunding campaign. I was obsessed with this idea of building a community-owned company. So I wanted to give the opportunity to my community, to TerraSeed's community, to my friends and family, you know, to invest in TerraSeed, right, and to be part of this journey. So that was an amazing experience. That was awesome. So right now we have a combination of VC capital and also like money coming from an equity crowdfunding campaign and angel investors who are absolutely aligned with the mission we have.
Amazing. So that's some good teachings, you know, in there of the fact that, you know, you really looked for the right partners, and it took a little more time, but I think that's the proper way to do it, because if you get the wrong people investing that are not really believing the purpose in your product, things can go, you know, the other way very fast on decision making if it's just about, you know, that. So I think in the end, you know, you got to look to that long term, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, not in that immediate now. Okay, yeah, it's easy money, but is that the best money, right?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, like it adds like another layer of difficulty, if you want, or like work, or like, you know, it makes the whole experience like even harder.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like, oh my God, I'm always choosing like the hardest route,
right?
You know, like I can be like that when I run like in the mountains, you know, like I always say this because I think it represents what is my experience with TerraCity. You know, I always choose like the steepest sections to go faster, and that's my best times are in the steepest sections of races.
Right.
The steepest, the better for me. So, you know, like, I tend to do that, you know, like I'm just not happy with whatever, you know, like I want to do things my own way. And I think that's something I'm bringing to TerraCity. I think at the end of the day, a company is an extension of its founders, right? Like I think we're all humans building like human organizations. And I'm bringing to TerraCity my own view of how a company should be. And that comes with a lot of very specific aspects or characteristics for TerraCity, right? Not only the sustainability aspect, the mission-driven aspect. By the way, your mission is to stop animal cruelty and plastic pollution in the supplement industry. So we are very laser focused on that.
Right.
But also like building a company that is human, right? Where we are surrounded by humans, not just, you know, my team and I, but our customers, you know, our investors or providers, like everyone. Customers are not just a number in a spreadsheet. They are real people with real needs. We love to connect with them. We do things like jumping on 1 or 2 hour calls with them. You know, we love to get to know our customers.
Yeah.
We build up that type of very human relationship with them. Of course, we cannot do that with every single one of them, but as much as we can, we are now in the process of building like a customer council where we have a group of people who really care about what we're building, and we constantly, you know, like communicate with them and share right. ideas and, you know, optimizations for the product or whatever problem we're trying to solve. And we love hearing from them and communicating with them. So you know, this vision I have of how to build businesses, you know, that's what I'm bringing to TerraCity.
That's amazing. I mean, that's so on, you know, on point of what we do. You know, for us, it's a people before profit business model and humanizing the business from top to bottom. I mean, even our business training is called humanizing your business.
And wow.
Even in our systems, I have like, you know, in your system management, in our system management software, where we have all our procedures and policies and everything, everyone's titled like humanizing finances, humanizing operations, humanizing sales and marketing, humanizing. And somebody might go in our system management and be like, oh, like how is finances connected to humanizing? But I've been able to structure that way. But it's also just the words and everything consistently, 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 consistently. So everything I do is putting that inside so everybody understands that and sees it. So and it can go in even on a spreadsheet for finances. You know, I said, well, you're thinking about it, you're doing the numbers, and if you're humanizing, it means you're never going to fudge the numbers. It means you're always going to fit. So it does go top to bottom, to be honest, right? I believe what you talking about humanizing businesses, I actually believe that done correctly, having said that, easier said than done, right? Because it takes time to do it properly. that's the competitive advantage in the marketplace for small businesses. I truly believe that 100%, because we don't have the marketing dollars to compete against the big boys and spend $100,000 a month on Facebook ads. So what do we have? Human to human. And if you get that part right, then you can slowly even take the big boys' business. That other customer will come here, then they'll come here, then they'll come to us, right? And it's just the way it's done. And it's amazing how many people don't sit down in small business and take the time to build this way. I would say
that's amazing. I couldn't agree more with what you're saying. I really believe that consumers today can feel the energy of a company and who is behind that company and what is the intention, what is the purpose. And I think consumers, especially vegan consumers, are really smart.
Yeah.
And they choose, they analyze, they want to understand who is that brand, you know, who is behind that brand and what do they want from me. I think you're spot on when you say that, because I also, that's my view of how to build TerraSeed, for sure. I think we're super aligned there.
100%. You know, and what's interesting too is what you said is, you know, a little bit of learning for the listeners right now that might help them is, even us, like our positioning, it is, you know, before I would help a lot of different businesses on the one side, we would do, but it even though, because we have in the compassion in general, our compassion kingdom, we have all kinds of people, right? It's not, there's vegan, there's not vegan, there's, you know, there's all kinds of people that go out and help humanity. But then there was, when I was helping certain businesses, even though my friend might be the most compassionate guy I know in general, and he owns 3 McDonald's, say, and I've been able to help him with his business, it just came down to the fact, well, one, it was completely aligned against what I do. I mean, I don't even eat meat, right? So, you know what I mean? So I'm helping a business group, which is, you know, fine, but I don't even eat that. So, you know, kind of what I'm saying here for us was, we looked and we said, you know, let's just start helping vegan and highly conscious businesses that completely align with what we do. And I think the teachings in this for the listeners is, if you look at picking a niche, the difference was, is I was easily able to gain the competitive advantage there because I've been vegan for so long. So the vegan businesses are always going to choose me over that next consultant, the next person all the time. So that's a good learning. That's a competitive advantage for us. And you know, so I always tell small businesses, you got to look and find your competitive advantage anywhere you can.
Anywhere you can.
Anywhere you can, because it's hard.
Yeah, and I think like companies, we have a lot of responsibility. We're not here just to make money. I think we're here to change the world. And it sounds like very grandiose, and I get it, but we are responsible. And, you know, I think that's why in TerraSeed, for example, we're doing things differently. For example, we have like a section in our website saying, if you cannot afford our product, talk to us, because we will make it work. And we get a lot of people like reaching out like, hey, I've seen this, I'm a student, you know, I'm struggling with my budget. And we always find ways for that person to be able to get our pills, you know, because we care about people and we care about the fact that they are vegans and they are doing something amazing for this planet. So how are we not going to support them, right? Or we just launched a campaign with Animal Safe Movement called the Transparent Label Campaign, and we are making a petition to the FDA to indicate in supplement facts labels to include a section indicating whether the supplement product contains animal derived ingredients or not.
That's so needed, by the way.
I know, like consumers don't know, vegan and plant-based consumers, they don't know that half of supplements contain at least one animal derived ingredient. You know, like you go and look at the supplement facts label and you don't see like, what is magnesium stearate and gelatin? People don't know those ingredients come from fat, bones, tendons of pigs, cows and sheep. I mean, it's crazy, right? So we're doing this as a way of empowering consumers and also to stop the use of animals for supplements. There are alternatives that we can use. And, you know, like it's really part of our mission. It's not just selling our product or selling vitamins. It goes beyond that. You know, like it goes way beyond just like a multivitamin or like, it's a whole mission. And I also believe like partnerships are and joining forces, right?
Yeah.
In this case, we are partnering Animal Safe Movement, but with other initiatives, other projects, we are also joining other companies, like One Step Closer, which is like this huge campaign to have more sustainable packaging in the natural products space. We're also part of that campaign. I was just in a panel recently. You know, it's all about like really working together to make this happen. So that's something that we also are very focused on, you know, like partnerships and being more like the activists out there, you know, more rebellious, if you want. And rebelliousness is one of our values in Therese. So, you know, we like to, you have to be rebellious, right? To change things. So,
100%. I like that. It's interesting because we, you know, what you just said there about the higher purpose. And I feel that, like, even with us, I asked a couple of our team members, I'm like, hey, what do we do? What do we do? And on this area, and they're like, you know, our overall purpose is to inspire people to make a better world. But I said, when it comes to our coaching and consulting in the business, what do we do? And they're like, well, we do consulting and training. And I said, no, we don't. And they're like, what do you mean? Yeah, well, kind of. I said, no, we don't. We're inspiring business owners, other CEOs, to become better so they can change the world, which in return, we help them change the world at a deeper level. I mean, that's what we do. So it's nothing about consulting or coaching.
It's and empowerment, right?
Like 100%.
And inspiration.
100%.
Yeah.
Totally, totally, right? So, you know, they looked at that and they're like, oh, that's an interesting way to look at it. And I said, think about it, because if we can even help that business owner operate their business, even if they become 10% better, that's huge in the business world, yeah. Huge. So that means they create more change in the world. And these are the businesses we want to help. So I said, you know, in the end, you know, if we do that so many times, if we're doing 250 businesses a year times 10, we make a real big difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a completely different way to look at it, right?
Totally.
It's a completely different way to look at it.
You but know? It's very important, right? Like, it's very important to understand that that's your foundation, right? That's where the foundation that you're going to build around, you know, like, your business, but also like a whole movement, you know, like I think that's why companies should be more hybrid. I think the purpose shouldn't be just making money. And that's why, again, going back to how you fund your company, how you find the right investors, I think there is a level of responsibility we have. And I don't know. I think that this is the way I'm trying to innovate in this space, you know, not just like building like the most sustainable product out there, you know, right. supplement product, but also the way we're building TerraSeed and leading with example, you know, of how things can be done differently. And I'm very proud about that.
That's amazing. Well, that you can tell you're really taking a humanized people before profit model, because when you're looking at making decisions like that, where you're like, okay, well, how do we get this to a person if they can't really afford it? Or how do we make this decision? Or, you know, that just shows, you know, we can all talk it, but it's in the actions that we actually start to create with inside our companies. And let's face it, like you look at even the vegan space. I mean, how many companies come out and bring out a vegan product, and then they start promoting, you know, they're the best vegan in the world, but then they have, you know, 10 other products that test on animals and that are, you know, eaten, right? So it's you know, I mean, great, they're promoting vegan, but I mean, to be honest, a lot are just doing it for the marketing purposes and for the money. You know, there's no higher purpose there at all. Yeah. Not at all.
Yeah. They go where the money is. And I think some brands, not every single brand, but some brands are using the vegan. I feel like vegan these days is almost like sustainable, you know, where you want to make the right decision for the planet and you have to choose between two products. And, you know, if there is not like a huge price difference, you will go for the most sustainable option. I think with vegan, it's almost the same. Like I was listening to some data, some statistics lately, and 93% of people who consume alternative meat products, they are not vegan.
Right.
So when they have to choose, okay, I go to McDonald's or, you know, Burger King or whatever, am I going to get like the Impossible Meat burger or the, you know, like they may go for the vegan option because they know it's better for the planet. There's no animal cruelty involved.
Yeah.
So it's almost like it's a nice to do, you know, like the same as you choose sustainable. So I think vegan is becoming that sort of habit for consumers where you know, faced with like the two options, they will pick like what is best for the planet and the animals, which is great. You know, I think this is opening up. But yeah, I agree with you that not all companies are have like that higher purpose on mind in mind, right? Like they have other plans.
And I think you're right. I mean, it's great because it does give other options, and it does you know, help the market, and it does show. So I think the conversation is that it is good, but people just got to understand too sometimes that, you know, a company might be doing it for the wrong reason, but at least it's on their menu or wherever.
Right? At least it's there. Yeah.
At least totally. It's there, right? So tell us a little bit about your product.
Yeah, so TerraSeed is the most sustainable and ethical supplement out there. And sustainability is at the heart of what we do. It's part of our DNA. So everything in our supplements, you know, I don't know if you can see it here, but every single element, you know, the tubes, there is like a, you know, this wrapping paper that is made with corn, is bioplastic. You know, this security lid here is made of like compostable material. The glue we use to seal the bottles is compostable. The desiccant is made with clay. Here is totally compostable. So every single element of the packaging is sustainable. It's the most sustainable option out there. And most importantly, our pills, right? They are made with ingredients that are sustainably sourced. So for example, omega-3 normally comes from fish, right? That is... that's how you get your fish oil omega-3. That's, you know, what you see in the supermarkets. By the way, there are 24 billion fish that are killed by the supplement industry every year in the US alone.
Wow.
It's crazy, right? That's a report. It's a report we just launched. It takes 100 fish to create one pill bottle of fish oil. So the way we do it is, okay, fish take the omega-3 from algae. They are a middleman. So we go to the source, we go to microalgae. You could go to the marine ecosystems and just get the algae from there, but we don't do that. We use a provider of this ingredient that grows this algae indoors in South Carolina with no impact to marine ecosystems.
Right.
Or vitamin D3 that normally comes from lanolin, that comes from sheep's wool. Ours comes from reindeer lichen, or vitamin C, you know, like we take it from amla extract, that is an organic source, also grown sustainably. So, you know, like every single ingredient in our formula has been sourced with no impact to natural ecosystems.
Right.
And not only that, we use like very potent ingredients, you know, like the formula is very effective, as well as being sustainable. So, you know, like really is the three pillars of our product is like we only use plant-based ingredients, no animal ingredients. All the ingredients are sustainably sourced, and then we use sustainable packaging. So this combination, you know, like creates this product that is fully aligned with vegans' values. And the first product we've launched is the complete multivitamin for vegans. And the reason we decided to go with this product is because of my own experience as a vegan, what I was just explaining before. You know, I wanted to cover all my bases, you know, with all the nutritional needs I had. And then, you know, like it's just a way of like really reaching out to this community, to this market, to this type of consumer. And we knew they were going to resonate with our product, and that's the reason we started with products focusing more vegans. But our goal is to really start like building more products that will also be attractive and interesting for earth conscious, or to your point, you know, people who don't want to have like animal cruelty involved in their products, or they want products that are more sustainable. So 80% of Americans supplement on a monthly basis. So we know within this huge market, you know, there's going to be a lot of people resonating with our proposal, whether or not they are vegans. So right. That's the direction we're taking eventually.
And then with that, so you have how many, you have one product on the line, on the market right now?
We just have one product. We're working on three new products that right. we are hoping to launch in the next months. So it's single vitamins and also a multivitamin for vegan and vegetarian kids.
Right. And what is the overall health benefit of that first product?
The overall benefit is it covers all the nutrients and vitamins that vegans are at risk of not getting.
Okay.
So it's huge doses of vitamin B12, omega-3, and D3. And then in addition to that, there are other ingredients, other vitamins and nutrients that, you know, not every vegan, if you're a vegan who are very diligent with your meals and understands nutrition and you figure out like what is the balance you need to get on your diet, maybe you don't need all these ingredients, but that's not the case for a lot of vegans. You know, like it's difficult to prep meals and to be so diligent and to, you know, it takes time. We're all busy.
Right.
So TerraSeed provides that sort of like very, very complete formula where you can just take it and be sure that you're going to get all the nutrients you need. And then you top it out with your diet. But if you are not sure you're getting everything you need, you know, like TerraSeed gives you that sort of peace of mind.
Right. So if somebody is not vegan, what would, why should they switch to this product?
This product is specifically formulated for vegans. That doesn't mean that anyone could take it because, you know, like if you look at the formula, there are other multivitamins out there who have like some of these ingredients, but the proportions of each of the ingredients is specifically formulated for vegans. So again, you know, like it's massive doses of B12, omega,
right.
and D3.
Right.
But, awesome. You know, like we have a bunch of clients who are our customers who are like, yeah, you know, I'm taking it. I'm not fully vegan, but, you know, I'm vegetarian. So we have customers who are using our product who are not like strict vegans and they're like very happy with the product. So.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense, right? For both, you know, some of that's a, I guess you call a flexitarian too.
Flexitarian, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. So how many people do you guys have on your team right now?
We are, right now we're 9 people in the team. We have another 2 who are like more part-time contractors.
Yeah.
Yeah, but only like full-time, we're only 5 right now. So we are 5 full-time, another 4 people who are part-time, but part of the team, you know, like another 2 people who are sort of more as needed, you know, on-demand type of team members.
Right. And what do you think your biggest challenge is right now when it comes to the people portion of the business?
That's a good question. I have to say my team are amazing.
Right.
And they've been with me almost from the beginning. And I think, you know, we feel like a family. And I know this is easy to say, but to your point before, you know, you show these with actions and I think we've been like a very special team where we treat each other as humans. We
right.
connect a lot. We're a fully remote team. So we are, you know, all over the place, yeah. in many different states,
yeah.
also in Spain. We have people in Spain. So it's like, you know, like it, I think we've managed to build something beautiful as a team,
right?
Right? Where we're just like, we feel like a team. The challenge for me right now is just to give them like a more competitive salary and give them, I think they have the motivation from a mission point of view, and also they love what we are doing and they love their work. But at some point, I know I will have to pay them more competitive rates.
Right.
And, you know, for that, we need to raise money, of course, and we need to grow. And that's how companies operate, right? Like, in the end, you need to grow as a company. And growing doesn't only mean like more revenue. Growing means different things, right? But you have to evolve and keep like an exciting work environment,
yeah.
You know, like where we're doing or developing new projects or launching new products. Like, we need to keep growing and motivating the team from that point of view too. So the main challenge with my team right now is just to be able to pay them like more competitive salaries and yeah, for them to be able to stay with us for longer, right?
Right, it makes sense. What do you think your biggest challenge is then of running a remote team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it's so interesting, because my previous company, of course, it was all in person. But I have to say, we ended up having almost half of the week that it was remote.
Right.
But we, back in the day, and I'm talking about like 2012, we were already like seeing like, what is the point of like being stuck in traffic to get to the office? You know, like these stupid things, right? So we had things like a very flexible type working hours. We work 1.5 days remotely.
Right.
You know, like it's all about trust in your team, right? So for me, when we started TerraSeed, because it was COVID, it was in the middle of COVID, it was September 2020, you know, it was easy. It was like, okay, it's no brainer. I'm not going to be in an office with my team. So what we tried to do was to try and connect more as humans. So for example, we have a session. It used to be every week, now it's every second week, where we call it Terra Sesh. And it's just a session or like a meeting where we just meet and talk about personal stuff. We share sometimes like beautiful stories or like anything, you know, like what was your favorite book or what it means when you're withholding something, or how do you deal with the stress or anything. So what I try to do is like get the team involved. So each session, someone in the team brings like a new activity or a new question. Sometimes we play something or, you know, anything.
Yeah.
And those sessions is so interesting because, you know, a lot of most people in the team show up and they love that session. And I think that's been like a really nice way of like connecting us as humans. And, you know, with a little effort, we are making a lot of connection. And I think that's been amazing. And it is challenging to be a remote team. I'm dying to get the team together physically and have my team, you know, like just, I've had the pleasure of meeting everyone in person because I travel and, you know, I go to places to see my team. But yeah, I mean, I think my ideal scenario is a remote team that can meet often, you know, physically, where we can just share more and plan together and work together. But I think the remote option for us is work perfectly well, you know, and these are folks that were hired as a remote team and that's what they wanted. So, you know, like for us, it's working really well, actually.
That's amazing. Well, I think that
that's not something.
I think that, you know, there most small businesses, I think, have to work somewhat remote, you know, and I think that, you know, there's the difference. I think for most small businesses have somewhat remote is because you can make your dollar go farther, and if you do it properly in certain areas, and all small businesses need to do that to be able to grow, to get to that next level, to be able to, you know, pay more competitive and stuff like that, and so I think you're looking for smart decisions like that, But then I think you're doing it right. You're doing human stuff, and you're being able to, start meetings and do meetings like that where people are creating more connection and more human and stuff. And I mean, I think small businesses don't, that's one of those things where I always say small businesses have a very big problem at seeing the money they're losing. They can't quantify the hidden costs. So they don't understand, like, well, if I'm not driving this team perfectly, like properly, even if I have three people or four people, they don't understand the turnover, how much it costs, the rehiring, the talking to somebody else, the finding another person, like the amount of money I see small businesses lose, but not be able to see it because they think very linear. So I find small business owners are very linear thinking instead of understanding, okay, like this is going to take us more time. This is going to cost us more money. This is going to, and being able to do it properly first. But for some reason, I think we very much think about, like, if we can see it, it's easy to quantify. Oh, we do this Facebook ad. That's a metric. That means that. But if I'm driving purpose with my team and my company, it's hard to quantify that.
What is it? Yeah, what is
Right.
it
So,
people?
yeah. So it's like, but in the end, that's what ends up scaling the company. Like, that's what makes the company in the end win, is that stuff. Right. So, I think it's a very hard one to convey to the small business owner, I find. But I think that when a small business owner gets to the next level, they figured that out. And that's why they got to the next level.
And it's so interesting what you're saying because, at the end of the day, like the Facebook campaign, like it's the easiest route to start seeing results, right? Like you put your money there and you see results. And it can be more expensive or less expensive, but you see results. So it's so tempting, right? It's so tempting. And building the business, we are now in the process. You were asking about challenges. Another challenge we have is how do we build our engine of growth from a place that is aligned with who we are, with our values, with our mission, that is also effective. You need to grow. I mean, that's a no-brainer. So what is that engine of growth that is going to make the company grow from a very coherent point of view, right? For us, like that is taking time to figure out what it is, right? And we're trying different directions. And I'm not saying like paid media channels are not like a good way, like we also use paid media channels, not as the only way to try and grow, but as a way of like we know like the user journey is not linear. It's not like I see an ad and I purchase, right? Like it's full of touches from different channels. So how do we build that journey smartly for our customer? And in a way that is also sustainable. How do you grow sustainably? Because sustainability, you can take sustainability from so many perspectives. Like, for example, I'm working with this company now called Sustainable.io. My team don't even know this. I'm going to announce this next week, by the way. But we are going to work with this company that is measuring our impact as a team on the environment based on our habits and how we eat and do we recycle, like that type of thing. So when you talk about sustainable businesses, and sustainability is at the heart of what we do, that means it's not just the product, but it's looking at everything, our supply chain, we as individuals. How do we grow? Do we grow sustainably? Do we build a sustainable company? Do we build a company that I want to just sell it, like just make it grow super quickly and then sell it? There are so many questions we have to face as founders, as the CEO of this company. And for me, that level of integrity, which integrity is another of our values, like that's so important. It's so important because if you start like saying one thing and doing different things, that's where things start like not working. And it is hard. It's hard to be coherent and hold that level of integrity. But I think to your point before, it pays off. That's the point. You have to be patient. You have to really believe in what you're how you're doing things. I'm very spiritual in that way. So I feel like there is like there is like a why we're here. beyond my own why or my team's
Right.
why, company's why, right? There is a why. And
Right.
I think we're something good for this planet. So
Right.
I think the universe is with us a little bit.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, and I love what you said, because, you know, building it, you know, that way where it, you know, it's kind of like that higher purpose, and you're doing the stuff that is almost like you can't quite touch it right away. Like, it's not like a perfect metric where you can like say, okay, this is quantifiable. But, you know, when you're doing it, that, you know, you're building that almost way. People don't look at that as, I think, understand, like, that's brand. Like, that's what builds brand in the end. And brand is the hardest thing to build by far.
Yeah.
But once you get brand, then you're ahead of everybody, period, no matter what. And so when you're doing all that higher level stuff, that's what's going to build brand. That's what's going to build brand. A Facebook ad or a metric to here and there ain't going to build brand, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, it might make you some bank, but it ain't going to build brand. And so eventually that person that's building brand will slowly, slowly take over you. It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. So I love you, Barbara.
I think the brand is your heart as a company,
yeah.
Right? It's your heart. And sometimes it's kind of like you feel vulnerable, like sharing this, because it's very personal. In the
Right.
end, I think it's
Yeah.
very human. But I agree with you. Like, that's, you have to build brand. And that's a challenge, because it makes you more vulnerable in a way,
yeah,
right? As a company.
Yeah.
Share
yeah.
all the, to just sit here with you and talk about these things, you know, like, it's not that easy, but I don't know how to do it otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I, yeah.
I don't think there's many other ways to do it, to be honest, to do it properly, especially in this day and age. You know, this day and age is, you know, if you've got a heartfelt brand and you're building that way, you're going to just attract that many more consumers nowadays. It just really is that's what they're asking for. They're not asking for the old school of business anymore. Those days are done.
Yeah.
They're gone. They're long gone.
They're gone.
They're gone. Awesome. So, well, this has been, I mean, you could talk forever. You could tell, right? This has been
I know.
Amazing.
I'm very passionate about this. I love.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so,
I love.
Where can they find your product at, and where can they learn more about you guys? Websites, social medias, anything like that?
Mm-hmm. So you can visit terraseed.com, and, you know, all the information about the product and the company. We have like a dedicated page talking about the mission. We also have a link to this transparent label campaign that people can click and go directly to the petition to the FDA. We launched like a couple of weeks ago, and we've had almost 3,500 signatures. So that's really awesome. So I invite everyone to go there and sign, because that's an important petition we're making there. And our social media handle is at TerraSeed. So people can just go and look for us in Instagram, TikTok, a little bit of YouTube, and Facebook, of course. So we keep it like social media. We keep it very educational, inspirational. We love to connect with people, so very conversational, and educational. You know, like, we, at the end of the day, we really want to share more about, like, make consumers more savvy and empower them to make better decisions about how they consume supplements, for sure.
Amazing. So spell the company name, so they got
TerraSeed. Yeah, it's TERRA, so Terra as in earth,
yeah,
and then seed as in seed, plant seed. So TerraSeed.com.
Perfect. Awesome. All right, everybody, make sure you go check them out. Try their product. You can't go wrong. Makes you healthy. Does good.
Can't go wrong.
Use the planet. I mean.
Yeah, totally. And I would like, Shane, to offer a 30% discount to your listeners.
Right.
And I created a coupon. I didn't share this with you, but I did it. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
No,
I named it like Shane 30.
Okay.
So Shane is your name. So anyone who wants to try the product with a little discount, you know, like just use that coupon, Shane30.
Awesome. Awesome. And so they can just go to the website, just normally use it as the coupon.
Yeah, purchase and just like redeem the coupon on checkout page.
Awesome. Cool, everybody. So go check them out, connect with them, and thank you so much for this great interview again.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and letting me tell you all these things, these crazy ideas. And it's always a pleasure talking to you, Shane. I really appreciate you.
Awesome. Take care, everybody. Talk soon. Have a great day.